You joined me right at the apropos moment. I was asked to talk about Grandma Mary, and I think after spending time thinking about him, about her, I've kind of thought about the things that she's taught me and in conversations I've had with her, and where they've come from and how I've tried to live them. A couple weeks ago, I was sitting with Grandma in church, and I was rubbing her neck and her hair, rubbing her hair, and we didn't really say anything, and after a while, she said, "That feels nice," and she said that Papa used to rub her hair and rub her neck, and that people always thought she had neck problems because Papa was always rubbing her neck, and anyone who... That's fairly typical in our family. We're always rubbing something of somebody else. And I asked Grandma one time why she loved Papa, and she said that Papa was very comfortable. And I think in the exact same way, Grandma Mary was very, very comfortable. I loved being around her. I loved talking to her on the phone. I'd call her up, and we'd spend 20 minutes talking on the phone, and it was very enjoyable. I enjoyed spending time with her. I feel like she taught me a lot through those moments. There's a scripture in Ruth where Ruth says to her mother-in-law, "I will go with you, and my God will be your God, and my people... Your God will be my God, and your people will be my people." And I think because of Grandma Mary's comfortableness and because of her example, I feel like I want to be a lot like her, and her God is my God, and her lifestyle is my lifestyle, and her people...